The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive?
Well, don't touch that dial.
Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it.
He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host.
Take it away, big dummy.
Eric Metaxas.
God, you're freaking me out. You're freaking me out. You need to stop. I'm trembling with fear. But good news, folks. Since this is the Eric Metaxas Show, we can always move past Todd's introduction into what I like to call the meat of the show, the shank, as Albin puts it. We get to talk to amazing guests. I have wanted to talk to the guest I have today for a while. His name is Brandon
Strock.
Strock. Strock. And I get to talk to him right now. Brandon,
yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, now your name is spelled S-T-R-A-K-A, but you say it's just Strock.
Yes, it's just it's a cross I have to bear my entire life.
Well, it's kind of like Strock and Page, except you're the good guy.
I know. Well, yeah, that's the thing is once I explain to people that the last A is silent, they sort of switch it suddenly to Struck. And no, it's not Struck, it's Strock.
No one has ever heard of a silent A. This is
so
fascinating.
Stupid.
What kind of a nationality is that?
We think we're German.
But you think you're German?
Well, we think we're German, but there's no silent letters in the German language, so it makes no sense.
I too think I'm German, and I can prove it because my mother's German and she has a German accent. But listen, enough about your name. I want to talk about you and what is going on. I feel really happy to have you on because
I
already know your story, and I want my audience to know your story. Mm-hmm. You will find out as we go along that we have very similar stories, actually.
You're gay.
I'm no longer openly gay. but I got to tell you, we do. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see, man.
Okay.
But we can talk about that at length on the air. But later in the program, because I want to talk about the Walk Away campaign.
Sure.
You just have to tell my audience your story. Tell us your story.
No problem. So I started something called the Walk Away campaign. And what that is essentially is it's a campaign I started on May 26th of 2018, encouraging liberals and Democrats to walk away from the Democratic Party.
Is that recent?
Yeah, only a year old.
It seems
I work
like
really
2 years
hard.
Ago. Yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah, yeah it's been pretty incredible the amount of things that have transpired in the last year. And I do work really hard, and my team works really hard. But also, we've been blessed, I think, to have created something that people just wanted. It's a message, and I think a movement that people were hungry for a long time. So people really latched onto. But it's a movement of people away from the Democratic Party. And the reason why I did it is because I was a Democrat my entire adult voting life, and I was a liberal. going back to my teen years. And my personal reasons for that, I think there's probably lots of reasons, but it's because I am gay. And because, you know, at a time when the concept that I had was that the Democrats were the party that care about marginalized people in America. They care about the underdogs. They care about, the forgotten minorities, you know, oppressed people.
Well, that is their brilliant marketing campaign.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. And I think you figured out what I figured out at some point in my life, too, is that, oops, it's not true. But we'll get to that.
Sure.
So you were a hardcore liberal extremely recently. You mm-hmm. did talk about the 2016 campaign where you were. You're a New Yorker, so you were in New York at that time?
I was, yes.
Okay, so talk about that. You were hardcore for Hillary Clinton
yes.
very recently. So uh-huh. what happened?
Well, I truly believed that she had no competitor. To be honest with you, I was as disgusted eventually with Donald Trump as everyone else on the left was. Yeah. But I wasn't really that worried about it because, you know, the media kept saying that he had like a 3% chance of winning. And also, it just seemed like this natural evolution. This is where the media screwed up so bad. Well, one of the areas where they screwed up so badly was they never reported any wrongdoing whatsoever from the Obama administration. I mean, they really made him out. I mean, they talked about him having a scandal-free presidency,
yeah.
that he was like, you know, the greatest president that we had ever had. And so there seemed like this natural evolution that, you know, it was going to go just straight from Obama into Hillary, and that this was the way it was supposed to happen. I didn't really question it. And I thought, as you just mentioned a moment ago, the marketing of the Democratic Party and the marketing of Obama, you know, there was so much emphasis, I think, put on crediting Obama and the Obama administration for the strides that were made within the gay community, attaining marriage equality, things like that. And so I thought, you know, electing Hillary was just a natural progression, and that that was the only way really for my community and other marginalized communities to remain safe was to be under Hillary's, you know, watchful eye.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that she,
she cares so much.
She really genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genuine. She never flip flops. She's always been very consistent in the way she cares about.
Well, actually think about just Obama, how clear he was about being against same sex marriage. Could mm-hmm. not have been clearer. He was extremely clear. And ironically, maybe people don't remember this, it was Joe Biden's big mouth, because he has a big mouth and he's not particularly careful. And he shoots off his mouth about the same-sex marriage issue, putting President Obama in an incredibly uncomfortable situation,
right.
and effectively forcing Obama to change. And then suddenly he's the champion of gay rights. And you think, we have him on tape like dozens and dozens of times speaking very clearly. So
correct.
Anyway, but so we're talking about marketing. The point is
right.
somehow the press and the media go along with it in a way that I think shameful. But so you were kind of a victim of this, it looks to me like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was I believed it. And I also believed that, I held tightly on to the notion in the narrative that Republicans are, you know, greedy, selfish, white, straight men who are, you know, white straight people who wish to do harm to anybody who isn't, you know, their race.
You know what? You got me, because I'm full of hate. People who listen to this program know that I'm a hater. I hate people who are different than I am. Even my wife is a woman. She's different. I have to hate. That's what we're all about, man.
Right.
No, but it's so funny because you're saying what a lot of people believe.
Yeah. I know. Well, and then when Donald Trump announced that he was going to run for president, like most people, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was very funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it is funny.
Yeah. Are you a supporter? Am I allowed to ask this?
Am I a supporter?
Do you have to remain neutral? Yeah.
No. I mean, look, it all depends what you mean by supporter, because I think some people are. I am a supporter, but I've spoken a lot about this, and this show's not about me, it's about you. But the short answer to that is absolutely, if only because what I have seen as the corruption on the other side is so staggering. And I've written books about this. I think people simply were not aware that the corruption and the ideology of the other side is so scary that if you care about America, I've said this, you had to vote for Trump. if you only cared about America. You could hate him and hate a lot of stuff about him, but if you care about the America of the founders and you care about freedom and all of these values, and by the way, if you care about the poor and the marginalized, I would make the case you had to vote for him.
It doesn't mean
you're going
to
approve of some things. I didn't suddenly decide adultery was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't suddenly decide that vulgar language was okay. I'm a Christian, and I don't change my views because my views come out of the Bible. But the point is, to be blunt about it, I am.
I just wanted to see where you are. That's because I didn't know. I mean, to kind of cut to the end of the story for your listeners who don't know, I am now too. And so I guess I'd want people to know that so they can understand the transition that took place, because I thought it was a joke when he announced that he was running.
Yeah.
And then once it got to be close to the primary and it was clear that he was probably going to be the candidate,
right?
Suddenly it wasn't very funny anymore.
Okay, we're going to hang on there, folks. We're going to go to a break. I'm talking right now to the man who created the Walk Away campaign, Brandon Strock. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I got to say, I'm really happy. I'm talking to the man who put together what we call the Walk Away campaign, hashtag Walk Away. His name is Brandon Strock, and he's my guest. Brandon, I want to hear your story. My audience has to hear your story. As I said, it's kind of weirdly similar to mine, except a couple of decades after. But go ahead. So you are suddenly confronted with the fact that Trump is the candidate for the Republicans. You are all in for the liberals and the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. What happens?
Well, so at that point, then, as we know, the whole media narrative surrounding him shifted and focused. He stopped being a buffoon. He stopped being a joke. It stopped being a circus act. And all of a sudden, it was like the second coming of Hitler was running for office. And this was done with great intention. I mean, I think I didn't realize it at the time, but it's, you know, I think that the media, who basically live to support the Democrat Party, I mean, who are just an arm, the propaganda arm for them, kind of put their heads together and thought, okay, how can we take this guy out? And I think that the question was, what triggers liberals more than anything else? And that's social injustice. So we need to make this guy the most racist, the most bigoted, the most homophobic, the most vile human being that's ever run for office.
Right.
And so, you know, then they started going to his rallies and sort of extracting these moments and putting them up out of context and telling us that he called all Mexicans rapists, that he mocked a reporter's disability, that he was calling for the ban of all Muslims, that he was, you know, I mean, advocating for the sexual assault.
The fact of the matter is there are tons of people that firmly believe those things. And I have been myself just staggered because in my whole life, as I've watched the news, I've never seen lies put forward so boldly. In other words, something that I absolutely know is not true. Mm-hmm. The Mexican rapist thing, I watched it. I'm not an idiot. I read the context and I said, there is no way that he said that. But it was just played over and over and over and over. And so like now you have, you know, 100 million Americans that are just convinced, like they're convinced that the earth travels around the sun. There's nothing to discuss. And that, to me, that's scary.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's only gotten worse and worse, but we'll get there. But I was believing it. I mean, I believed everything that they put out because it, you know, I also was sort of this camp of that, you know, Fox News is all right wing propaganda and that the only truthful good guys are the guys like CNN and MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. And, you know, that this is where you can really depend on the sources you can depend on for truth. And that these are the sources that I think also, you know, like the Democrats and like Hillary are looking out for the betterment of marginalized people in this country, et cetera. Yeah. So I was, you know, believing all of it. But I was disgusted and I was outraged, but I wasn't terribly worried because they also kept saying that he didn't have a chance. She had this and it was going to be a landslide. It was going to be, you know. So then on election day, you know, it was shocking, traumatizing. I mean, horrifying. I mean,
were you like watching it with friends or where were you?
Yeah, I was watching it with friends in my apartment on the Lower East Side. And we, you know, it started out as like a party. You know, I think like a lot of them did because we were going to celebrate the first woman president, you know, President Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And we kind of just watched it slowly unravel and it went late into the night. So I remember I went to bed, I think, probably around like 11 or 12 or something, because I just couldn't stand watching anymore. And I was like, this is not what is happening. What is going on? And but I couldn't sleep. So I kept rolling over like every 15 minutes and checking Huffington Post, just hoping that like, you know, 80 new electoral votes had come in for Hillary Clinton or something.
Yeah.
And then finally, I think around 2:15 in the morning, I rolled over and there was the Huffington Post had a large red banner that said "Nightmare, President Trump," and then it had a picture of him, and underneath it said "Millions to lose their health insurance, civil rights to be rolled back, dot dot dot, and other possible headlines from a Trump presidency." So they started predicting the future of what was going to happen after Trump got elected, and it was scaring us immediately, like right out of the gate. It was very effective. I was horrified. So the next day, I canceled my day. It was very dramatic. I was working as a hairstylist. I had to cancel all my appointments, and I stayed home, and I was just shattered and devastated.
Wait, so you were so shattered that you canceled your day's work?
Yes.
To stay home and grieve or to deal with this?
There's still, I'll never take down the videos that I still have on Facebook of me crying, doing live videos, going, what happened? Like, what happened? And again, it was because the media did, this total hit job on calling him such a nightmare and a racist and a bigot, and his followers all deplorables and all the same.
Yeah.
That suddenly when he won by such a large margin of the electoral college, it was like, I felt, and I know I wasn't alone, I think many liberals, if not the majority of liberals, felt like we were existing amongst all these covert bigots going outside, and these people who smile at you and say, good morning, how are you? Yeah. They secretly hate you.
Yeah.
If you're black or brown or LGBT or, you know, whatever. That's what the media made me believe.
See, that it's kind of interesting hearing your perspective on this. It's interesting to me because I have a dear, dear friend who's gay. He emailed me. I think it was late on the night of the election, saying, you made this happen. Mm. And it was really hurt. No, we didn't know each other.
Oh.
And it
so
hurt
it like
me,
something I would have
but
said.
It really hurt me because I love my friend.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's so hurt that, you know, like at first I was hurt, but then I was hurt for him because I really love him.
Yeah.
And I thought, It really upset me that he was so upset that he would write that to a friend of over 30 years. And I started to realize then that, you know, you can't, in some ways, you can't blame people because the media has been so relentless. And that if someone like you or my friend has bought what they're hearing, this is a nightmare. They don't know what they're going to do. And I would like to do anything I can to help them see what's actually going on. But it's not easy. It's not easy because the media is relentless. And, you know, again, at my age, I have seen enough to say that it's frightening for America when you have that many people in the mainstream media go all in for a little political party that way that they're no longer reporting. It is scary. But so I understand viscerally what you're describing. But what happened after that?
Well, okay, so I spent basically the next few months outraged and angry and going on social media and posting that, like, because I grew up in a rural town in Nebraska. So I knew that all of my, you know, high school friends, grade school friends, people I grew up with in Nebraska probably voted for Trump.
Right.
You know, and I was friends with them on social media, and I was friends with a lot of their parents and cousins and teachers, and, you know, and none of them were posting, you know, like, I'm going to vote for Trump or yay Trump. I mean, they were totally silent during the candidacy period. And so but I knew that they had voted for him. So I was going on my social media and just saying, you know, how could you vote for somebody who called Mexicans rapists? How could you, what is wrong with you? Like, what has happened to the morality of middle America?
That's right. Yeah.
And then about 2 months after the election, it was in middle of January, 2017, I went on Facebook and I posted, I'll never understand how you could vote for a man who stood before a cheering crowd and mocked a reporter's disability.
Right.
We saw, because Kellyanne Conway was going on TV and saying, you know, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And because that was the other thing that the media kept telling us, that they were gaslighting us. We were all being gaslighted by this administration. So when Kellyanne's going on and saying he didn't mock a disabled reporter, and I'm saying, but I saw it there. CNN's got him frozen just like that. I see it. And finally, somebody reached out to me who knew me as a child, and she just said, look, I'm not trying to start anything here, but have you seen this? And she sent me a video, YouTube video entitled Debunking that Trump Mocked the Disabled Reporter.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have time for me to get into it right now?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I didn't know if we were going to break. So it's about a 5-minute video. There are multiple versions of it, but the ones I saw was about a 5-minute version, a compilation of footage of Donald Trump doing that exact same voice and that exact same gesture as he did that day when he was, quote unquote, mocking a disabled reporter. But the commonality in each thing is that he was imitating someone who was caught in a lie or doing something shady or doing something dishonest or groveling. It's a bit that he does. It's a voice and it's a flailing gesture like, oh, I'm flustered. Oh, I'm flustered. And that day, he happened to be imitating somebody who was lying and doing something dishonest who happened to be disabled.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with his disability whatsoever.
And frankly, I myself didn't believe that until I saw that video. In other words, even though I was for Trump, I was kind of convinced that, look, sometimes he goes too far. Sometimes he does things. And it's a function of age. You know, when you get into your 70s, older people will do stuff that people much younger just go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he just did that, whatever.
Right.
And I kind of thought this is like something I have to accept, that he does these really rude things. And then I found out, no, he didn't do it. And then I saw this video and I, too, was just like staggered that the media had gaslit me. By the way, if you haven't seen the film Gaslight, one of the greatest films ever, Ingrid Bergman. We'll be right back with Brandon Strzok.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Hurricane Dorian continues to hammer the Carolinas on its slow journey northeast. Parts of low-lying Charleston, South Carolina, already underwater. Trees are down, roads are closed, power is out. Storm has triggered a number of suspected tornadoes. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is warning that state's residents to be ready for flooding, power outages, and more. Dorian is currently a Cat 2 storm, packing sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. A U.S. service member is one of a number of people killed in a Taliban suicide bombing in Kabul this morning. A Romanian service member and 10 civilians also killed, 42 other civilians injured. China and the U.S. have agreed to hold high-level talks in early October here in Washington. That news has sent Wall Street surging today. At this hour, the Dow is up about 422 points. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where.
Hey there, folks. That's the Hughes Corporation. And I'm Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. And I'm sitting here with my guest, Brandon Strock, who has orchestrated this thing called the Walkaway Campaign. Brandon, your story is fascinating. Let's keep going. So what happened then?
That was a good intro song, I think. I'm a butt rocker.
I have awesome tunage. But yeah, rock the boat. I thought rock the boat, great message. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, so she reached out to me with this video debunking that Trump had mocked the disabled reporter, and it was mind-blowing to me, because it was honestly the first time in my life that I was confronted with the possibility that the media that I had trusted my entire life was possibly not as honest and straightforward as they seem to be. But even worse than that is that they might potentially actually be manipulating my fears and the very things that scare me, because they tell the stories that they tell through the filter of racism, homophobia, bigotry, the other side's out to get you, the other side's out to get you. Well, that's easy to believe if you are somebody in one of these minority groups, but I think it's unconscionable if it's not true. And so I was being confronted for the first time with this notion that they were manipulating my fear. And so I started asking friends of mine and just people, fellow liberals here in New York, what do you think of this? What do you think of showing them the video? And the responses I was getting just were astounding to me. I mean, it was this wall of contempt that I was met with just for simply asking the question, what do you think? I mean, people were like, what are you doing? So you love Trump now? What, you're on the, you're going to the dark side? No, I don't love Trump. I'm just trying to understand
the thing is, you actually care about the truth.
Yeah.
And when you care about the truth, sometimes life gets a little complicated.
Right.
And if you're willing to let it get complicated, and you were willing to follow where the truth led. And so this, I guess, was the big aha moment.
That was the aha moment, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, and yes, I care about the truth. That's absolutely totally valid and very true. But also, I didn't want to be upset. Like, I didn't want to be scared and crying and furious about – I didn't want to spend the next 4 years miserable. I wanted to really, truly understand. And so I became aware that I wasn't safe having these conversations with fellow liberals and friends, that they didn't want to have this talk. So I would go home at night after work, and I would get into bed, and I would read and watch YouTube videos, and I would explore and try and type in things like media bias, and does the media, like, moments take out of context, things like that. And I found the most incredible things, like groups of black people who went to Trump rallies to support him. And when they got them there, CNN cut them out of the shot so that it appeared that there were only white people there, to kind of further the narrative of the whites only, KKK Trump rallies. And I started really getting a clear picture of what was going on. And the more that I learned, the more I wanted to talk about it. The more I talked about it, the more angry people got, and I started losing my friends, and people started slandering me on social media. And like you were saying, I mean, friends who had known me for 20 years or more were turning their backs on me.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this is insanity. This is crazy, because it's almost like you want to be angry. You want to be filled with it. You don't want to be soothed, and find out, like, if you have the option of spending the next 4 years screaming and miserable about this president, or somebody coming to you and saying, hey, he's actually not such a bad guy. They're lying to you. They wanted to believe he was a bad guy.
There's a reason for that. I think that people get a sense of moral superiority that is very, very, what's the word? It's intoxicating to think that I'm right and you're scum.
Yes.
And I can scream about you and I can feel so good about myself. And I say this because I was one of those people before I had my aha moment around 1988. It feels good to think that I'm noble and great and I care about the poor and the marginalized, and you're scum, you're Hitler, you don't. It's very black and white.
Yes.
And it is intoxicating. And people kind of they fall in love with that feeling in a way. And if you try to take that away from them, it's very confusing.
That's absolutely true. I think the virtue signaling that's a great word, intoxicating. And it really gives people this rush. It's like an addiction. You're right. I just kept researching, and then I started to discover that so many things about liberalism that didn't make sense to me for so long, even though I was a liberal, and I sort of subscribe to it, even though there were things that came up where I was just like, really? Like a lot of things that I saw throughout the years when I was a liberal were moments where something might happen that, you know, perhaps a black person was claiming something had been done to them. And I just knew instinctively it wasn't true. I knew it. I was like, this person's not being honest right now. But I would see all these liberal people just be like instantly without asking any questions, be like, racist, racist, go after the person who was accused.
Yeah. You know?
And I was like, this story doesn't even make any sense.
Well, but you think about it. Obviously, what we're talking about is genuine racism on the other side. Now, if every black is innocent and every gay person and every woman is marginalized and innocent and every white person is guilty and every man is guilty and on and on and on, you are now as guilty of tribalism and racism as Hitler, because you are no longer looking at human beings who I, as a Christian, would say every human being is a flawed sinner, me especially, and every human being is capable of good and evil. And you've got to try to look at people as people.
Right.
But what we're encouraged to do, as you're saying, is to stop doing that and to become – I mean, if you wonder how – Germans in Nazi Germany got whipped up into this. I mean, if everybody tells you, if you don't go along with this, you're part of the problem.
Right.
You're part of the problem. This has happened over and over in history. We're going to go to a break.
Sure.
Folks, I'm talking to Brandon Strock. We're going to be right back, continuing the conversation. Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go. Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Folks, that's Christy McVie, American Taxes, and I'm talking to Brandon Strock. Brandon, your story, I mean, there are so many people in America who are having kind of the same story as you, but you've taken it to the next level.
Yes.
You've gone public with what happened to you, so keep going.
Right. So, you know, long story short, throughout the course of 2017, I did a lot of research, I did a lot of reading, and I not only ended up leaving the Democratic Party based off of what I had learned and walking away from liberalism and the whole, as you just said, the tribal mentality, the groupthink, the toxic anger and rage that's always sort of boiling up over there on the left. I walked away from it, and then it took me 6 to 8 months, I'd say, before I was like, oh my God, I think I'm a conservative. Because I spent kind of like half a year or more in kind of a vacuum where I'm like, well, I'm not a Democrat anymore, but I'm definitely not going to become a Republican. So, but then I did a lot of research too about what conservatism actually is and that.
And keep in mind, a lot of Republicans are not that conservative. So you're really more conservative than Republican.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's probably true. But what I discovered ultimately was that I actually love Donald Trump. I actually consider myself a conservative now. And by 2018, I was ready to sort of proclaim that out loud and proud. And so I didn't know exactly how I wanted to do it, but I got really tired of any time I said anything even remotely supportive of the president or anything, that I would face just this onslaught of attacks on social media. And just and again, I didn't even know who I could count on at a certain point, because I'd be like, my God, we've been friends since first grade, and now, and you too, like you too. And so finally, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to make this video where I talk about all the reasons why I'm walking away from liberalism and the Democratic Party, and I'm going to put it out there. And then everyone will know once and for all how I feel, and all the people who want to get out of my life, just get out in one swoop. Get out.
Wow.
And whoever sticks around, I'll know is really my friend. That was the original intention of the
whole
thing.
Was it harder to come out as gay or harder to come out as conservative?
So if some gay people will tell you it was harder to come out as conservative. For me, my coming out as gay was a pretty rough experience considering the time I grew up in and the geographical location I grew up in.
Nebraska, right.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of violence, a lot of bullying, it was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But I can say what was worse about coming out as conservative was being turned on by a group of people who should know better. And because it was mostly, you know, friends in the LGBT community and other liberals who claimed to be the protectors of marginalized people who were viciously attacking.
Well, the irony, too, is that this president at the convention, which I was at, Peter Thiel, who is openly gay, whom I know, gets on the stage and talks about this. When has that ever happened at a Republican convention?
Right.
Never.
Right.
This president appoints Richard Grenell to be his ambassador to Germany. Richard Grenell is openly gay. Every time people try to attack this president, there's a raft of evidence that it can't be that.
Right.
But the narrative keeps going. The drum keeps beating that he hates blacks, that he hates. It's just so, you know, I'm simply repeating what you're saying, but it's such a bizarre thing to live in a world where people keep repeating things that you and I know cannot be true.
Well, yeah, and they have to search so hard for evidence to the point where they have to actually make it up a good portion of the time. But even in terms of, you know, the supposed homophobia of this president, I mean, something that they cite sometimes as evidence is that, well, he doesn't, you know, light up the White House and for Pride Month, you know, stuff. And I think, you know, if we're at the point now where our oppression is being calculated by the amount of that we're not being celebrated, we're doing pretty good. You know, we're doing pretty
That's
good.
That's hilarious. That's so right. Oh, my gosh.
We're doing pretty good.
Okay, so what happened to you now? You make this video.
Yep, it was a 6-minute video, and I really would encourage anyone who hasn't seen it to go on YouTube. My last name is spelled S-T-R-A-K-A. Look up Brandon Strock and why I walked away from the Democratic Party. So, not to pat myself on the back, but it's a very powerful video that, you know, inspired, I think, a lot of people. I initially was just going to put it out because I wanted to tell my story and tell my friends and what was left of them why I had walked away. But I thought to myself, I think there's something bigger here and there's a bigger purpose, which is that I'm one of probably millions of people who are feeling this way and are afraid to talk about it. And so I thought, what if rather than me just releasing this video, I launch a campaign and encourage other people to also make their videos, tell their stories, talk about why they're walking away, and let's kind of build a community and a movement of support. So I started something called the hashtag walkaway campaign. I created a group page on Facebook, which I encourage people to go join immediately, hashtag walkaway campaign. And I just said, look, make your videos, tell your stories, make your movement. I put my video out. It got millions of views within the first month or two. And then the campaign just sort of skyrocketed. And I mean, literally thousands of people started making videos and written testimonials and telling their stories about why they were walking away. And then eventually it got the attention of Fox News. And I did Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Judge Jeanine. And then eventually Mark Levin for the full hour, which
was amazing. When I saw you and Mark Levin, I was like, hey, Albin, how come we have not had Brandon on? Well, come on, Mark Levin's got him on. He only has like heads of state. And now he's got Brandon on.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a joy. Listen, I anybody who knows me knows that I think the truth is important. And I think that what we're seeing in the media today, it is a gigantic threat to American self-government and liberty. And that actually scares me. It scares me in the same way that people who are still affirmed liberals claim to be scared by Trump. I don't think Trump is a threat to liberty. You can say what you like about him, but I think it's precisely the opposite. And so it's important that we tell our stories. I mentioned to you earlier that I had a similar story in 1988. I had this Christian conversion, and I was living with my parents. I was in a miserable place in life, and I had been trained because I went to Yale, and this whole experience of exactly what you're describing. And I was watching TV. It was Iran-Contra, and then I was watching the Bork hearings. And I remember sitting there in my parents' TV room having this aha moment and thinking, what is happening? Teddy Kennedy, who I would think is the good guy, is behaving like a pig, and he's tearing apart a good man using lies and propaganda. And it really was my aha moment where I just thought, I have missed everything. These people are good people. Bork is a good human being. He should have been Supreme Court Justice. Ollie North is a good human being standing up for his country. What is happening? And so my whole life changed very similar to yours in a way. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Brandon Strock. Walk away, hashtag walk away. Check it out.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Well, that's RN News. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Hurricane Dorian has been hammering Charleston, South Carolina with relentless winds and rain for much of the day.
Rain has been falling steadily and heavily in Charleston. It seems to be coming in kind of sideways at times. There are a lot of roadways in downtown Charleston in particular that are off limits due to flooding. There are very high winds. Winds in this area are somewhere around 50 to 60 mile per hour range, although gusts are higher than that.
Correspondent Meg Goddard reporting the storm has triggered tornadoes in both Carolinas. Dorian is currently a Cat 2 storm with sustained winds of 110 miles an hour, located about 50 miles east of Charleston. The Trump administration is reportedly moving forward with a proposal to revoke part of the California authority to set its own automotive emissions and fuel economy standards. The EPA preparing paperwork for the White House that would set a single national standard for fuel economy. This is SRN News.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. This is a jive-free zone. There's no jive talking on this program. I'm talking to Brandon Strock. Brandon, you know what cracks me up is, like, you out of nowhere, you decide to kind of create this movement. Mm-hmm. You know, your average cosmetologist does not kind of create a political – like, what in the world prepared you out of nowhere to – you know, to start a political movement, and which has succeeded dramatically.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, I think you'll really like and appreciate this, which is that, you know, I had kind of gotten to the point as a liberal where I had been completely removed from any sort of faith or belief in God whatsoever. And I'll be honest with you, I'm still in a realm of confusion about it. I'm much more open than I used to be. But all I can tell you is that I have felt completely led and guided throughout this journey, this mission that I think that I'm on. It makes no sense that I would be – I mean, it kind of makes no sense that Donald Trump would become the president. But it makes no sense that I would be chosen or put in a position to lead this movement. I can tell you I've been put in the most incredible situations that I'm completely unprepared for, going on Fox News, talking about this, talking about that, and I don't ever feel afraid. I'm like, because I know I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I feel guided. So that's the best explanation I can give.
Now, since I'm a writer and an English major, I can say when you say you were led, you're using the passive construction. And the fact is that if you were led, someone led you, and who would lead you toward the truth, toward the right thing? I can only think of one answer to that, but we don't need to talk about that right now. But it seems clear to me as well, because it's not easy to do what you've done, and yet you have done it with aplomb, with extraordinary, I'll use another word, elan. You're kind of it's interesting to see what has happened, and just as with Candace Owens, there are people out there that are so hungry for someone who hears them and who is like them in some ways, and they say, and that person gives me strength to turn and to see something I didn't dare turn and see before. And
right.
So you've been a strength for a lot of people, because let's face it, it is confusing and it is difficult. And if you believe what the media has said about this president, it's very hard to accept.
Yeah, it'll turn your world upside down, having this, what you called an aha moment before, the sort of walk away moment. And I appreciate what you're saying, and I certainly hope that people who hear my story do feel inspired. If they're having that little voice inside of them that's telling them something's wrong, I don't feel right about this, all my friends are saying that I should hate the president, or that I should believe that he conspired with Russia to steal the election, or that, you know, he's obstructing justice or this or that. But you know it's not true. It's, you know it's not true. But everyone's telling you you have to believe it. You really don't. You really don't. And if you've never heard of the campaign, look up hashtag walk away, go on YouTube, watch the videos. It's not just me. I mean, thousands of people are having this amazing awakening in this country, and it's
yeah,
beautiful.
And if I may be bold to say it, I think God has used you dramatically and powerfully. And I'm grateful to him and grateful to you, because the truth is important and American liberty is important. It's messy, but we need to do the work of trying to figure it out. You've really done that. Brandon Strock, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you. Can I ask your guests to go to walkawaycampaign.com to check us out and find out more?
Actually, you can't. you just did. Of course you can. Go there, folks. Check it out. Folks, if you're like me, you know that getting a woman to choose life, to bear the child who is inside her, is one of the greatest privileges. If you could help her see what is true, that there is a baby inside her, that is exactly what you can do if you go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner. If you give $28, that provides a free ultrasound. These are life-changing for these women. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, please.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.